Okay, we're taking up the Tosus. I want to do a Mekadesh Harifta, because that's directly on the thing. Zimn and Sagian, I guess we can come back to. Mekadesh Harifta. Yeah. Mekadesh Harifta. Pirish Rashbam. So Tosus is starting off trying to make the Rashbam work. Even though, as we know, Rabbeinu Tam will strongly object to the Rashbam's whole premise. So he says, Pirish Rashbam, Sheya Mekadesh Alapas, B'mokom Yayin, V'imkena Yanotel Tchila, V'lo Havi Kiddush Efsek. Right, so that's the Rashbam's explanation with what Rav Yitzchak was saying, what his edus was about Rav, that you see openly he was Mekadesh and Pas, and therefore you see clearly that Kiddush is not a Hefsek. V'koshel Rabbeinu Tam, the Kiddush ala Pas v'adai lo havi Hefsek. He said that's not Rav. Rabbeinu Tam's bothered. He's saying that shouldn't be a riot to Kiddush ala Yayin. Why? Because Kiddush ala Pas v'adai lo havi Hefsek. Shah Kiddushula Achara Motzi. Because there you did Netilas Yedayim, then you did Hamotzi, and now you're making Kiddush. Vahavi Kamo, Gvil Latori. So it's like saying, go feed the Shvarim. The Lo Havi Hefsek. Bein Bracha L'Achila. That the Gemara Bracha says that it's not a Hefsek between a Bracha Rishona and the Achila. V'kol Shekein. He throws in a quick culture game there. And certainly, regarding the Tila, the relationship of the Tila and Sud and Achila, it's certainly not a Hafsek. Aval b'makadei shalayayin, shu kodem hamotzi, yiya Hafsek bein the Tila Achila. But being makadei shalayayin, which is prior to Amotzi, that will be a hafsek between the Tila and Achila. Meaning, if you just learn the way the Rashbam learned, plain pshat in the Rashbam, as Rabbeinu Tam understood it, Rabbeinu Tam's saying he has no raya. He doesn't understand what the raya was. Because the fact that Rav Yitzchak witnessed, if you tell me that's what he witnessed, Rabbeinu Tam's would give a different pshat in order to be established the Rashbam's basic thing, but it's not what the Rashbam, of course, himself says. So Rabbeinu Tam saying, if you're going to go according to the Rashbam's pshat in the Gemara, then what's the raya? That Rav Yitzchak simply saw Rav do Netilas Yadayim and then make Kiddush on Pas. And that's his raya, that Kiddush is in a Hefsek. Rabbeinu Tam says, I don't understand what you're talking about. That, to me, is exactly like Gvil Latori. But not the case. That would not shed any light in a case where a guy made Netilas Yadayim, then made Kiddush Al Yayin, and then I made Hamotzi. That I'd still say is a Hefsek. There wouldn't be a Raya. If that's the Raya, it's no Raya. That's what Rabbeinu Tam's arguing. So we need to understand Rabbeinu Tam. What exactly is his objection to that pshat in the Rashbam? Of course, it would also be nice to know what the Rashbam would respond to that objection, since Rashbam does learn that way, in fact. We know what he learns. He doesn't. When Rabbeinu Tam now switches the Gemara and says, Yesh li Yashev Perusho, I mean, it's not, he's being Miyashev according to his way of thinking. It's within the Rashbam's context, but it's within his way of thinking about it, not the way the Rashbam really learns the Gemara. So let's understand what is exactly Rabbeinu Tam's line of reasoning, why he objects, and what would we say the Rashbam would respond to such a question, to such a line of questioning. Okay? That is what we need to do. Yeah. Makes for a complicated Tosus that Tosus gives an answer to keep the basic idea of the Rashbam alive, namely that you can make Kiddush al Yayin and, I mean, Kiddush al Pas, and it's a Raya, but not the way exactly the Rashbam learned it. But like I said, we'll leave that for a moment. Let's just get to what the Kasha is. What's exactly the Kasha? Right? Why is the case of Pas, that he would understand, because that's like Vila Tori. But not Kiddush al Yayin. So let's start like this. That Rabbeinu Tam's thinking is that if you do Netilas Yadayim, well, let me go back a step. In other words, Gvilaturi, right? Gvilaturi is the idea that you're not allowed to eat before you feed your animals. So therefore, when you make a bracha rishona, it's necessary to the achila. The achila is prevented unless you feed the animal. There's something in the way. It's a tzorach of the suda, because it's preventing you from eating the suda. So therefore, it's not considered a hefsek. It's me'inyan ha'achila. It's part of the achila. The achila can't take place. The Torah said you can't eat unless you feed the animal. So now Rabbeinu Tam says, if a guy washes, does Netilas Yadayim, and now he says Hamotzi, so now the Kiddush is in the same, stands in the same place. Okay? I'm taking that kind of an approach. In other words, he cannot get to the Achilas HaPas unless he first makes Kiddush. So therefore, there's no Hefsek. It's no different than Gvil HaTori. But if he goes ahead and washes, and now he makes Kiddush al Yayin, so now Rabbeinu Tam would say he's now entered, and using the same kind of idea that we had within the Rashbam himself, I would say, which is good, that Rabbeinu Tam would say, now he's entering into a whole new activity. Now he's involved in Kiddush al Hayayin. It's a whole mice of Shevach Vashira. So that really is out of place. That's a new activity. That's a hefsek. And therefore, you have a break between the netila and the hamotzi and the achila, because you've entered into a whole new activity. But if you go ahead the other way, let's go back now the other way, that's not defined as a new activity, because he simply, after Netila, going to Hamotzi. He's not entering into a world of Shira. He's simply saying Hamotzi. And Kiddush can be said on Hamotzi. And the Kiddush will have the same status as Gevil Laturi. So you could understand over there why there's a problem. That's not, I'm sorry, they can understand over there, that's not a problem. But when you go to Yayin, see, it's not the question for Rabbeinu Tam, the particular Amiras HaKiddush. It's what shame the Kiddush has. If the Kiddush is part of Yayin, then it's a completely different activity. And therefore, it's not going to be analogous to Gvil Atari. Let's say, where are the words of Rabbeinu Tam? Shakiddush ulachar motzi, vavi kamo Gvil Atari. The lo havi hesek bein bracha lachila v'kol shekein delinyin natiya lo havi hesek. Right, meaning that's not considered gvilatori, where there's something being ma'akiv you from eating. That's not even a hesek between bracha lachila, which has a more strict relationship. The bracha is really matir the achila. Netila is different. Netila is that your hands have to be, you know, netulos. You have to do a maisa netila, have yadayim netulos, that they should be in the proper state, you know, that it's a machshir for the achila. So that kind of that's a less of a relationship, a tsiruf between the two. So if kvilaturi is not a problem between the bracha and achila, so certainly gvil atori is not going to be a problem. Meaning kiddush is not going to be a hefsek between the bracha, the netila, and the suda. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah, you're asking me right. The question of the nature of the activity and then this idea of being ma'akev. So I would say like this. That gvil aturi, when I say it's a ma'akev, meaning you're just removing an isser. You're removing an obstacle, in other words. But it's not a positive activity. That you have no right to partake of ochel before you have fed your animals. So you're removing a certain obstacle from your path, which you're allowed to do. But going into Kiddush Ola Yayin, that's not just an obstacle. That's an activity. That's a positive activity. It's a maisa of a different kind of a Kiddush. It's a Kiddush Ola Yayin. It's a maisa of Shira V'Avodah. So Rabbeinu Tam is saying that you have no right to do. You have no right, that's exactly the point. You have no right to engage in an activity, a positive activity, a positive activity, that's a hafsek. That's exactly the idea of a hafsek. But since you see the halacha allows gvil l'turi, since it allows gvil l'turi, so therefore, if the kiddush, I mean, you'll ask me now, what's the status when you make kiddush al apas? Where did the activity go to? See, give another svara, but it won't work into the words of Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, his raya, I don't mean just the words. Because his raya is gvil l'turi. It's like gvil l'turi. Havi kamo gvil l'turi. So you could have said that when you make kiddush on hamotzi, like the kiddush is an extension of the hamotzi. So you could say the kiddush there is not a hefsek. It's kiddush al apas. So the hamotzi and the kiddush and the amiras kiddush become one. Unless you're going to say you mean like that. The gvil l'turi means not the idea of ma'akev, but gvil l'turi, because Gemara has there also heviyu melach. That gvil l'turi is considered that achilas ha'adam includes achilas behemta. And the Torah gave it a priority, actually. Not that you can do one and follow with the other. It has to be behemto then. But even though the Torah set it up that way, that has to be achilas behema kodem, but it's considered part of achilaso. It's true in a sense it's a ma'akev, but it's an extension of achilas adam. Conceptually, it's an extension of achilas adam. It's an extension of the achila. So if you learn that way, I mean, then the analogy will work. Just like over there you can do gvil l'turi, so here I can say that the kiddush al apas is an extension of the hamotzi. But where I go to yayin, now I'm entering into a whole new activity. In one case, I entered into the suda. I made hamotzi. There was no... When I entered into suda, it's vadai not a hefsek. Because I went from Matila straight to Amotzi. And now the Kiddush is an extension of the original of the Amotzi. But if I go ahead and I go to Yayin, now I'm entering into a foreign activity. That's a whole different program. Now be Mekayim Kiddush al yedei Shira. What's it going to do with the Netilas Yadayim? Is that how you're learning? Let's take that approach. Let's learn it that way. Now, what would you say? Now, what's the Rashbam's response to that? He holds it's a clear-cut raya. There's no distinction between the two cases. Yeah, well, why don't we learn like the Rashbam like we learned last week? The Rashbam's response is that we're not dealing, we're not dealing with this notion of a foreign activity any longer. We're learning with the idea of Hesach Hadas. In other words, since you see that Rav made Kiddush on Pas, what you see simply is that it's not considered a hefsek. It's not considered a hesek. There's no idea of a hesek. There's simply an issue of heschadas. And since the pas is in front of him, so there's no problem. There's no heschadas. The gavra wasn't mesiach taito from the netila, from the yadayim. In other words, gvila turi, that's a question between bracha rishona and achila. So that's a qualitatively different thing. That's a different concept altogether. Here we're dealing between the idea of tziruf, the idea of heschadas, from that the netila should relate to the achilas apas. That is a very different idea of a relationship than a bracha rishona to achila. So you need the svar of gvila turi to explain how you could talk between a bracha rishona and achila. But that has nothing to do with our case. Don't go there. Rabbeinu Tam's going there because he's still learning. He's working under the concept of a hefsek. And you want to show me that this is not considered a hefsek because it's an extension of the hamotzi. But that won't be a raya to yayin. Yayin is a completely different activity. That could still be deemed a hefsek. But the Rashbam's response is, hefsek, that was Rav Bruna. That's exactly Rav Yitzchak's point. There is no problem of a foreign activity. The problem is, what's Halacha considers a heschadas? And since, like the Ran said, the pas is before him, a pas lefanav, where's his heschadas? You can't call it a hefsek. There's no heschadas. Halacha does not deem making kiddush a heschadas when the pas is in front of him. There's according to Rabbeinu Tam, he's sticking to the idea that whatever, teikel fatila suda, whatever you're going to say, there's an idea, well, maybe not take, well, but I don't know how he learns that, but in other words, he's learning, the Gemara didn't switch from the original idea, that you cannot introduce a new activity between Netilas Yadayim and Suda. But the only thing is, he's arguing that being Mekadesh Alapas is not considered a new activity. Since it's Kiddush Alapas, and I made Hamotzi, so it's part of, I was Maschil Suda. There was no foreign activity. And the Kiddush is just part of that. Or the Motzi is part of the Kiddush, however you want to look at it. But you can't deem that a foreign thing. That should be no different than Gvila Turi, like you said. But Kiddush Alayayin, that remains a foreign activity. Now he's introducing Shir and Shevach, a whole different idea, a separate mitzvah as an activity. And don't forget, this is Rav, so you can't even start going with the Kiddush Makom Suda and start all these fancy svaras about Kaveya. No, you don't even have that idea. And if you did have that idea, we already said that it wouldn't make a difference. It's still not the same idea as being part. It's still a foreign thing. It might act as a certain koveya, but it's still foreign to the suda. From the standpoint of achila, etc., it's still foreign. There's according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you washed, according to his kasha, if you washed, so of course, I mean, what you need to do is, what he's arguing is, then you should go make a motzi within his kasha on the Rashbam. I mean, the problem's about to hit you. I'll tell you the problem with this approach. But maybe, maybe we can work it out. But right now, I think it's solid. If you just have these facts, you're good. So now, we'll assume all that's true. So now, Tosis goes one more step. Umiyo yeshli yashev perusho. Depamim hayadaito lekadesh arifta. Vahaya notel. In other words, the raya was that Rav Yitzchak saw that Rav would sometimes his yadas to be mekadesh on pas. Vahaya notel. Va'achakach lefamim hayanimlach. And sometimes he changed his mind. Vahava mekadesh achamra. So that's the raya. That he, in fact, what was the case that Rav Yitzchak saw? He saw him really being, he was going to be Mekadesh on Pas, so he washed. Then he changed his mind, said, nah, I'm going to make, you know, he didn't say it, but he said, I'm going to make Kiddush on Yayin. And when he made Kiddush on Yayin, Rav Yitzchak saw that he didn't wash again. He was Somech on that Netilah. So that's the Raya. Meaning that, of course, you could do Netilah Sidayim even before, even if you had in mind, of course, if you're going to make Kiddush on Yayin. It's just, you can't have, or bad times will show you, you could be miyashev, the Rashbam's idea, that there's a raya, that you won't have his kasha, that there's no raya from the case that he was notli yadayim for pas. No. He was notli, it's true he was notli yadayim for pas, but then he switched to make Yiddish on wine. And yet he didn't wash again. So you see clearly that Kiddush is simply not a hefsek. So what's the maskat? In other words, it's something funny here, because now it comes out that really what Tosis, the way he's miyashev, and it's within this thinking of, right, based on Rabbeinu Tam's kasha, that in fact Kiddush is not a hefsek. Why not? But why not? I mean, isn't it? Didn't we just say a minute ago that we were learning the way Rabbeinu Tam was that Kiddush Aliyayin is like a completely separate activity? It's a separate idea. But the only thing I understand is, as we said, the way we understood the Rashbam himself was that the Rashbam's learning that the Maskanas of Gemara is that there's no concept really of a separate activity as a hefsek. The question is it hesek hadas in real terms? So how is Tosis learning it? Because Tosis is insisting, at least the way we learned it a minute ago, that he's keeping the idea of a hefsek. And that's why he said you can't learn it the Rashbam's way, because it won't show anything. So now you're telling me, but it does, so I don't stand. So now, but now he's saying, the Gemara is saying that Kiddush Aliyayin is okay. Well, why is it okay? Why isn't it? And you're going to have to give a svar now why that's not considered a separate activity. But you can't just go ahead and say now, oh, well, because there's no idea of a hefsek. No, it's not true, but Rabbeinu Tam is learning that there is an idea of a hefsek. And if he's willing to concede there's no idea of a hefsek, so why couldn't he learn like the Rashbam? See, that's why this Rabbeinu Tam is very tricky. Because he's taking up the Rashbam's position that you could retain the idea of, Kiddush Al-Yayin. I mean, Kiddush Al-Pas. and bring a raya from the fact that he made Kiddush HaLapas to other cases. No, I'm sorry. He's retaining the idea that you could have Kiddush HaLapas. But he doesn't want to learn the Rashbam's way, that you could simply bring a raya from Kiddush HaLapas to other cases. Because that's Gvil Laturi, but not Kiddush HaLayayin. And now he's showing you, but how do you read the Gemara? So then what was the raya? So he changes the Gemara, the pshat of the Gemara, to fit into that approach. But that means he has to hold that in fact there is a notion of a hefsek. So how do you get around that now? Because Rabbeinu Tam, if you even say this simply now, anything that's ma'akev your achil is not a hefsek, but Rabbeinu Tam was very insistent that Gvil Latori would only be analogous to Kiddush HaLapas. So what are you going to tell me? Now all of a sudden he's giving up his main point? That can't be. Now, if you're going to tell me now, if you're going to tell me that anything that's ma'akev is not considered a hefsek, so why can't he just learn the Gemara like the Rashbam? That he saw him make Kiddush on Pas, and that's his raya, that's ma'akev the achila, so too is Kiddush HaLayayin ma'akev the achila. So you're going to tell me like this, good. So you want to say that if you only had the case of, if you would have held like the Rashbam's idea, so then Rabbeinu Tam is saying you can't make any move to Yayin. But now that you see it's the other way, so now you have a different idea of what you mean by Ma'akev. So now I'll ask you, okay, give me those two ideas. Because if you only had Pas, if you only knew the case, really, of Rav making Kiddush on Pas, you would never, ever be able to, the Rabbeinu Tam is saying there's no way to conclude that Kiddush HaLayayin is okay. That would be okay. That would still be a problem. It's Ma'akev, who cares? It's some other form of Ma'akev. Now in the Maskani he's saying, no, even that kind of Ma'akev. So I'm asking, like, what are those two kinds of Ma'akevs? What were his two conceptual positions? It's you're proposing like this. Originally, if you only saw the case of Kiddush HaLapas, so you'd say that's analogous to Gvil Latori because the Kiddush is an extension of the Hamotzi. And just like Gvil Latori is part of the Chafetz Shel Achilas Adam. And therefore, it wouldn't be a right, you would never know Yayin. But now, Tosa says you could be Miyashev. How could you be Miyashev? You could say that really it's still a concept of a hefsek. But the concept is that anything that's ma'akev achila, anything that's ma'akev achila, is not a hefsek. So since Kvil Turi, that's a ma'akev of achila, and Kiddush is also a ma'akev of achila. Because just like there's an iser to eat before you feed your animal, you're not allowed to eat before you make Kiddush. So therefore, if you wash, now you can make Kiddush. As if you would have just witnessed Rav doing the tila, making Kiddush HaLapas, you wouldn't know that idea. You would have formulated, like Rabbeinu Tam said, How's that a raya? That you'll say is gevilah tori. But kiddush al yayin is not. But now that you say, you could be miyashev. That what Rav Yitzchok saw was that he made kiddush al pas. He did netil sidayim to eat bread and make kiddush al pas. Then he changed his mind. So from that case, you see clearly that the kiddush al yayin is not a hefsek. Why is it not a hefsek? We said it's a new activity, but the answer is that's the raya from Gvila Tori, that anything that's ma'akev achila, you know, it's whether or not, and it makes no difference. Well, you could say it's like they're both. That's right. You know, it's kiddush has two things. Kiddush is a mitzvah, but it's also it's an oser. You're not allowed to eat kodem kiddush. So now you could see from here that anything that removes the iser achila, that's not considered a hafsek, and that's the raya. But the Rashbam himself would never say this. Because if we stay the way we learned, that exactly is his response. That your whole framework is retaining the idea of hefsek, namely the idea of a foreign activity. But you're saying since it removes the iko vachila, the iser, so that's permissible. That doesn't qualify as foreign. But the Rashbam himself is learning, no, I could actually learn out from one case from Kiddush al Pas itself. Because what it's showing you is that there is no idea of a simply doing a foreign activity. There's an idea of a real Hesach Hadas. And since the guy makes kiddush al das to eat the suda, so therefore that's not considered hesach hadas. Gevilah Turi has nothing to do with this case. Gevilah Turi is not a question of merely hesach hadas. That's a different idea between bracha rishon and the actual ma'aseh achila. That's a different story, completely, qualitatively a different story. Okay. I'll accept that. So where does Tosfos go from here? He says, "Ve'ein lahakshos l'Rashbam, d'ham mashma l'kama, d'ein mavdilan alpas, midameimar bastavas, v'imkein kol shekein d'ein mekachin alpas." Don't ask a kashin l'Rashbam that you see that what? That you can't make avdala on pas. Pas is inappropriate for avdala. Since you see that what? That he fasted the whole night because he didn't have yayin. And so you say, kol shekein dein mekachin al pas, the kiddush chomor mehavdala. Because you see, the kiddush is more machmir, more chomor than avdala. How do you see that? Kidamin el, the kovas le kiddush, velo la havdala. That when Shabbos comes, it becomes usher to continue the suda without kiddush. But there's no halacha by Havdalah that what? What's the by Havdalah what? That you have to stop the Suda there. There's no halacha that you have to stop the Suda. Right? You're eating your Shabbos meal. Shabbos ends. You don't say that Havdalah kavas l'nafsha and forces you to stop eating. Ulakaman amrinan sover minad kidushi hudalo mekachina havduli mavdalina. And then by Sheikhar, right, it says kiddush, you can't make kiddush on Sheikhar, but Havdalah you can. So you see from these things that Kiddush is more chomer. Oh, because he's a kash on the Rashbam, because he tells this whole point of this Tosis is that the Rashbam is allowing for Kiddush al Hapas. No. No, not according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's impossible to make Kiddush al Hapas. Impossible. Simply an impossibility that you could ever believe anyone can make Kiddush al Hapas. All right, let's just go a little further. Then he says, the Eina Kasha. That's no Kasha. The fact that Kiddush, that Abdullah, you're not allowed to do al Hapas, and Kiddush, which is more Chomer, okay, the fact that you can't do it, you see two things that it's more Chomer. You can't. You can't utilize Shechar. And moreover, that when Shabbos comes, the Suda has to stop. You have to make Kiddush. Whereas Havdol doesn't demand such a thing. So Tosis is saying somehow, right? Maybe that needs a definition, but somehow, therefore you should say that if you can't make Havdol Alpas, certainly you can't make Kiddush Alpas. So let's just take a look at Tosis' answer. Deina Kasha. The Ika Taima, the Kevin Shemitzvah Lisot Tzudah Shabbos, Shayach Kiddush Al Hapas. Aval Havdalah Ein In Yonah Eitz Al Hapas. Eladafka Al Yayin. The Shayach Bechol Dover Dvar Hodah Vashira. So he says, no, those Kashas are no Kasha. Because there's a svara here that it makes sense, it's sensible to make Kiddush on Pas. Because even if you hold like Rav that you don't require Kiddush Bakam Suda, but there is a mitzvah lisod Suda Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. And therefore it makes sense that Kiddush is on Pas. But Havdalah, it has no relationship to the idea of pas whatsoever. But rather, only yayin. Because yayin is a shir of odah. So here, you need to define, obviously, what was his kasha, what was his teretz. What was the havamina, what was his maskana? What's he talking about here? Yeah, that's the problem here. See, you sense the problem as he was asking the kashas. Like, it's funny, like, you're just stum finding things that are chomer. But Tosa's answer is, like, that's not the point. By Kiddush, it makes sense to make Kiddush al Hapas. And by Avdala, there's no svara like that. So what was his kashas? Which is random chumras that somehow apply? And therefore Kiddush should not be on pas of Avdala? Like, you create like a whole edifice over there, but like, what's the reasoning of it? And that's right. And we're talking about, of course, in the Maskana, it's even according to Rav. So it's not like the idea of Kiddush b'makom suda. So you could start saying that kind of, working along those lines. And this is Rav. There's nothing really, intrinsic, it would seem, between Kiddush and Pas. The cave and the mitzvah is so tzudah Shabbos. Shayach Kiddush al Pas. You see, look at the, right? And then Tosa says, Mikol makom nir l'rabbein atam, de'ein mekachin al Pas klal. Yeah, despite whatever was just said, at the end of the day, Rabbeinu Tam really holds it's impossible that you could ever have a concept of making Kiddush on Pas. You can only have Kiddush al Yayin. And then, of course, he has to reread the Gemara. He has to reinterpret the Gemara. what Rav Yitzchak really saw. Put it this way, Rav Yitzchak never saw Rav make Kiddush al Pas. Not possible. Tosus in his maskana, in order to explain the Rashbam that it's not a kasha from Havdalah. What he's saying is that even according to Rav, there's an idea that the Kiddush should be Mitzuruf, the Karasa L'Shabbos Oneg, not a din of Kiddush B'Akam Suda, but the Kiddush should be on an entity of Oneg. The Kiddush has to be Mitzuruf to the Oneg Shabbos. When you're being Mekadesh Yom HaShabbos, it has to embrace Oneg. The Mekadesh has to relate to Oneg Shabbos. And he's saying there are two possibilities. Either Yayin, or you have Pas because of Mitzvah Suda Shabbos. That's the Cheftzashel, that's the primary Cheftzashel Oneg. So Yayin, of course, Yayin is good because Yayin is the entity, because it's the entity, of course, of Shir Vodah. So that has a certain status as an entity of Oneg. And then you have Pas, which is Iker Suda, and there's a mitzvah to eat Suda. So therefore, those are the two entities that Kiddush could relate to. That Kiddush could relate to. But Havdalah, there's no idea like that. So all you're going to be left with is this Yayin as the entity of Shir Vodah. So that's why you can understand it's no kasha. It's not a question of a chumra. It's a question of the logic. Kiddush is related to Oneg, and the Oneg has two objects of Oneg that are appropriate to the Kiddush. The Iker Oneg, because Suda is the Iker Chi of Oneg Shabbos, right? Sudos. And Pas is the Iker of the Suda. So Pas is Choshev. And then you have Yayin. But by Havdalah, you don't have that idea of Oneg. You only have the idea of Shir and Hodah. So that's the only entity it makes sense that the Kiddush should be related to. There should be a Kiyam in Shir of Hodah. The Havdalah should have a Kiyam in Shir of Hodah. Now the question, of course, is what was his Kasha? Should I tell you Rabbeinu Tam? Yeah, I can tell you Rabbeinu Tam. I still can't tell you that. But so Rabbeinu Tam is like this. See, he says, "Ein mikachin alei pas klal," because Rabbeinu Tam holds it just doesn't make any sense. Meaning, it's Kiddush al hayayin. There's no sense at all to Kiddush al pas. Kiddush al Yayin makes sense because that's the very idea of Ein Shira El al Yayin. There's such a notion of saying Divrei Shevach al Yayin. Just like in the human sphere, does it make sense to have like a toast? You pick up a glass of wine and you say words of praise. But there's simply no idea like that, halachically or quite frankly sociologically, to do that al pas. It's impossible. And I would say even further, by the way, I'd say that even according to the Rashbam, the other Shitos, when you say Kiddush al-Pas or Kiddush al-Yayin, you do not mean it in the same way. Kiddush al Hayayin means exactly that, essentially. But Kiddush al Hapas is really an idea that as long as the Kiddush is Mitzuruf to Oneg, then it's qualified. But it's not really, in the primary sense, Kiddush al Hapas. It's Kiddush that it's a Kiddush that's Mitzuruf to an entity of Oneg. So you're Mekayim v'karasa l'shabbos Oneg. But you're completely, but you are lacking, of course, in the toast, in the kiyum of Kiddush al Hayayin, Shira. Ain't Shira ela al Hayayin. That you're completely missing. You're forgoing that. But as we said, you're allowed to forego that. Let's say learn like the Rashbam, the Ran, because of a different kiyum that you're going for, which is the Chavivas Tapas. But according to them, it's still considered a qualified Kiddush as long as related to the entity of Onik. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam holds there's no idea like that at all. That's what Rabbeinu Tam's really saying. He's saying there's no concept like that. It's Kiddush al Hayayin. Ain't Shira el al Hayayin. You can't bring in pasta. It makes no sense. That's not the same kind of activity. And Kiddush has to be essentially a mice of Shira v'Shevach, and therefore it demands Yayin. There can be no other object. That'll be the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the other Shitas. And that's why Rabbeinu Tam learns the Gemara. If you looked at the Tosus, he learns that when the Gemara says that Rav Mekadesh Arifta, he's only dealing with the problem really of Hesach Hadas, meaning Kiddush al Arifta means he was making Mekadesh al Hayayin, of course, al Das to eat Pas. And since it's al Das to eat Pas, we're not worried about that he'll run into a real Hesach Hadas. But we should really do the Tosef of Zinn and Sagin first, because that's what he's really referencing when he says Kid Depreciates. We didn't really define Tosef's idea over there. We should really do that first. But I'm just telling you how the Pshat works in the Gemara. It's purely a question of the Hesach Hadas, but the Kiddush was definitely al Hayayin. But it's al Das Tid Pas. All right, but like I said, we're just jumping a little ahead because Zimnan Sagian is an important tosis to fully understand Rabbeinu Tam's idea of Hesach Hadas there. So maybe we'll stop here. So what are we leaving off? We should do the tosis of Zimnan Sagian. We should define that tosis. Okay. And then see if we could maybe come up with the Ahava Mina. What was the Ahava Mina, that whole thinking that you shouldn't make Kiddush al Hapas, because you see you can't make Avdalah al Hapas. What kind of raya was that? And I guess we still have left off the whole riff and Ran and the Rambam. We haven't done that yet, so I know you probably prepared it, but we got to come back there. All right. Think about the Tosa, see if it, if you like what we, you know. That was good. I think that was a good workout there. I think it's a pretty straight way of learning Rabbeinu Tam.